Stand by for action.
Gamer's Haven Special Edition.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. A huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Well, this is Easton with the Gamers Haven Podcast, and I am here with Mr. Keith Lowe, I hope I'm not butchering that, with Merck's, and it's, is that Merck's Miniatures is the name of the company, right? Yeah. And walking the floor at Gen Con, this caught my eye. What can you tell me about Merck's?
Merck's is a near-future sci-fi skirmish-level game. Typical game is 5-on-5. We use a card system for movement. It's kind of the mechanic. Basically, it's very fast, very tactical game. There's 5 factions out, with a 6th group coming out here the next month. As far as tactics, it draws heavily from the game designer's military experience. It rewards good tactical play. It promotes taking a good position. You'll flank, rear attacks, staying close to leadership, taking elevation. Smart play is rewarded, and poor play is kind of penalized, if you will.
Sure.
Standing out in the open, clustering up for grenades, these kinds of things will get you killed very quickly. So it sort of encourages not only good play, but also not worrying about necessarily which group you take. I mean, the group you take doesn't necessarily determine who wins or loses. Sometimes it's like, well, I've got this group, and so this group clearly is better against this group. Well, that's not as much the case. The megacons are pretty much balanced against each other, so it really is about how you play the group and not necessarily which group you field. In terms of the amount of characters, like I said, it's 5-on-5. There's 6 characters and models available for each group right now.
How many different factions are there?
There are 5 total at this point. Sure. There's the USCR, the FCC, the CCC, the Cefadu, and Kaizai Waza is on their way out as well.
Okay.
I think I covered all those. And Kimbar, I don't know if I said those or not. So
there's 6 different, essentially there's 6 different factions according to these.
At this point, yes.
Right now, right.
That's right. There's 6 models currently for each group. You field 5, so you basically swap out one of the archetypes. Lots of different types. There's heavy assaults, there's snipers, there's incinerator models, there's flamethrower models. There's
there's all good.
Yeah,
it's Sunday. We understand.
All right, for sure.
And it looks like you guys got some great sculpting. If you don't mind, take a look at this stuff. It's essentially a squad based.
Yes, very much squad based combat.
And looking at the map over there, it's sort of relative close quarters.
Very much
obviously
so.
You're talking
2x3 foot space is generally the space that folks play on. You can go a little bit larger if you want to. Maybe 4x6. You can use 2D or 3D terrain. We have some great 2D maps here by Gale Force 9 that you can pick up to play on those. You can just roll those out and start to go.
Sure.
There's terrain cards that come with the packs that you can throw down to sort of add some additional cover for those. Also, any kind of 3D terrain you use for any of the types of game is totally cool. So it's kind of however you want to play and what you want to use.
So it's looking like it's futuristic squad-based stuff, not too distant in the
not
future.
Too distant
looks like. So
in
we're
future.
Talking not talking like laser guns and stuff like
right.
that. We're talking
most of projectile weapons. Still lots of melee stuff. There's some energy weapons sort of interspersed, but nothing super crazy.
Sure.
So a bit of a sci, you know, certainly a sci-fi feel, but also hopefully some links to kind of reality. You'll recognize a lot of the types of weapons that are used today, just sort of sure. advanced versions of those kind of guns.
Sure. And about how much do the models generally run?
Models are about 10 apiece.
And they're really good, really great sculpting job.
Yes.
And these are
Tom Mason sculpted the CCC, the FCC, and the Cefadu and the Kemvar.
Right.
Bobby Jackson has sculpted the USCR. Those are the models that are available right now.
Excellent. And the core rules that you guys have out, you say you have one book, right?
Yes, one book.
Okay, and it looks like the hardcover, full
hardcover.
Color, looks like?
Hardcover.
Okay.
It's full color, 144 pages, my sewn. Thick paper, 147 GSM. I know that doesn't mean a lot, but for us who are, we're in the publishing group, so we geek out about those little sort of
yeah.
intricate details. We really like this book.
It's
full of art and full color photos, lore, there's fiction, there's information kind of encouraging certain types of play or strategy for playing specific characters. There's some scenarios in the back. There's
nice.
The basic and advanced rules. The pictures are very detailed to sort of help you get familiar with how the movement system works, you know, the snap to cover mechanic. Breakdowns of how, you know, all the information on the cards and what means here and there and so on and so forth. So we like it. We like the book.
Sure. And how as far as gameplay about how long does a typical game run? Is it
A typical game maybe hour and a half to a little less, depending on how quickly you kind of get familiar with
sure.
Your group.
And so to basically sit down and start, you need the book and 10 models, or?
To play, you would need a rule book, you need the deck of cards,
okay,
and you would need a squad of,
of
5 to 6 models.
Whichever faction that you want, right?
Yeah.
All right.
So,
cool.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it takes. And you need some D10s, but we all
D10s.
Have plenty
okay.
of those. So.
Cool. And where can we find you guys online? Or are you guys available in stores, that sort of thing?
Yes, we are available in stores. You can find us online. It's mercsminis.com. There's a store on there as well. You can get access to all the product as well. The Gale Force 9 maps and counters will be available on the store now as well.
Sure. And your friendly local game store should be able to order this if they don't already have it in stock.
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay, cool. Well, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks a lot.
No problem.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
That's not canon.